Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wilmington, Ohio. Today's homily was given by Father Anthony Cosi, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, December 12, 2021, the third Sunday of Advent. Now here is Father Anthony.
One of our greatest presidents in American history,
Abraham Lincoln, played a key role in changing the Civil War and a key role in ending slavery in our nation. He issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which is one of the greatest documents published on the dignity of the human person and humanity. A great man, a great thinker, and a great leader of our nation. A lesser-known fact about Abraham Lincoln was that he suffered great bouts of anxiety and depression, sometimes making him bedridden for many days. But it didn't deter him from doing amazing things with his life, in spite of his anxiety. He was also ridiculed on his way up to eventually become president of the United States. People would make fun of him, caricatures of him almost because of his gaunt face. Sometimes they'd make fun of his ears. You know how they do those political caricatures of him. Constantly being made fun of, depression, anxiety. But in spite of it all, he did amazing things with his life. And today we still talk about Abraham Lincoln. The good things that he did. Next month, we'll have an opportunity to go to the March for Life with some of the students from Cardinal Stritch, and we'll go to the Lincoln Memorial. And I always think it's fascinating when you look at the hands that the artist did of Abraham Lincoln and the sticks that are all there. And there's a saying, and I'll paraphrase it, that one stick alone can easily be broken, but when we all stick together, we are stronger. Talking about the United States, changing the course of the Civil War, and giving it a new flavor for the dignity of each person. I use Abraham Lincoln as an example today of somebody who took their anxiety and did amazing things. You know, the Bible has something to say about anxiety. I don't know if you were listening to the second reading, but there is an imperative in there where St. Paul tells the people, have no anxiety. The Greek word there is not a suggestion, but it's a command. I think, well, how do they have a right? How does St. Paul have a right to command me not to feel anxious? There's all sorts of definitions of that, right? Well, it's because it comes from Jesus himself. Because when we're anxious, we're constantly thinking about everything else but God. And so I suggest to you and I challenge you, what's the first thought that you had this morning? Oftentimes, our first thought is where our mind's directed. And so Jesus talks about anxiety in two different places that I didn't memorize, so I printed out for myself today. The first one's when he goes to visit one of his best friends, Lazarus, and he's hanging out with Lazarus' sisters, Martha and Mary. And Martha's running all over the house trying to get everything perfect, the food, housekeeping, the hospitality, she's doing everything. She said, Jesus, tell Mary to get over here and help me. And Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious about many things, but Mary has chosen the better half. Not that you're cleaning your house, not that you're preparing food, none of that is wrong, but the fact of it, you're doing it all for yourself. You've lost your focus on me, and Mary has chosen the better half. Jesus also mentions anxiety in the Sermon on the Mount. And I'll read that to you from the 6th chapter of Matthew. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on it. Is not your life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not worth more than them? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to the span of your life? And why are you anxious, therefore, about clothing? Consider the lilies and the flowers of the field. How they grow, how they neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into an oven, will he not much more clothe you, O men of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. A great reflection on anxiety. And as I read that, I thought, well, what do I do if I start to feel anxious? The answer is also in the second reading today. Be thankful, showing gratitude, living with higher purpose. I don't know one person, as they're being thankful, talking about what they're thankful for, doing service, doing charity, doing things for others, that turns around and says, Father Anthony, I feel anxious. They feel joy in their heart. But I do know a lot of people that are in front of screens, that sit down in chairs and look up at the sky and talk about themselves, that are anxious. Being thankful and doing things of gratitude is like chemotherapy for the soul. It will start to dispel anxiety within inside of us. Rejoice always. I say it again. Rejoice. Do not be anxious, but be thankful. Today, we rejoice because we have a key to centering our life to fight that anxiety that the world wants to give us and to distract us. In closing, I'll share with you two lines from a poem written by a doctor of the church. She lived 500 years ago. Her name is St. Teresa of Avila. Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough. I'll repeat it. Let nothing trouble you. Let nothing frighten you. Everything passes. God never changes. Patience obtains all. Whoever has God wants for nothing. God alone is enough.
Thank you for tuning into this weekend's homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Walbridge, Ohio. Be sure to tune in each week as Father unpacks the scriptures and shares real-life stories that help bring scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.